the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and a kid.
Welcome to the show, folks. I got a shotgun arrived. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on July 23rd, 2020. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next brief hour of attempting to breathlessly catch up with Donald John Trump. And you can call in if you have something to add at 800-313-9443. So I think that takes care of the preliminaries. And I was just noticing over here, I'm listening to Donald Trump. Let me just see if I wrote the timing down. I hope I did. Let me see if I wrote it down. Oh, please. Yeah, I did. Oh, good. Okay. The president today was talking about reopening schools. And he said some magic words for me that show just how smart he is and how good he is. Let me pause it there. He said, as regards opening schools, that the money should follow the student, not the school. And it was just brilliant. He said, you know, all the left wingers, all the demon rats, they don't want to open the schools. They don't want to open anything. They want to shut down of everything. They want to crash the economy. They want to pancake everything and thereby depress everybody, create social chaos, and defeat Donald Trump on November 3rd. That's their goal. It's real simple. So the president said, well, if you don't want to open your schools, we're not going to send the money to your school. We're going to send the money to follow the student. And then listen to what the president says. And the magic word for me is the word homeschool. Ah, yes. To hear a president of the United States say that magic, sweet, wonderful word.
Smaller class sizes, more teachers and teacher aides, repurposing spaces to practice social distancing, and crucially, mask wearing. This money is in addition to the $30 billion we secured for schools and universities earlier this year. That money we have, some is distributed and some is not distributed. If schools do not reopen.
There you go. That's where I wanted to cut in. If schools do not reopen. And he is hell-bent on getting the schools reopened. If schools do not reopen,
the funding should go to parents to send their child to public, private, charter, religious, or home school.
Ah, heaven, I'm in heaven. Wow, yes. Now, wouldn't that be something for all you homeschoolers out there to get a check from the government for homeschooling your children? Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? And only Donald Trump's the only, I mean, no other president, Republican or Democrat, ever dreamed of saying what he just said. He didn't just accidentally insert the word, here, I'll play it for you again. He didn't accidentally insert the word homeschool. Here it comes again.
And some is not distributed. If schools do not reopen, the funding should go to parents to send their child to public, private, charter, religious, or home school of their choice. The key word being choice.
The key word being choice. This is a man of freedom. Also notice he put religious school in there as well. Something, another thing that no other president could say. But homeschool. Oh, forget about it. No other president, No other national major leader would say what the president just said. We've got an earlier caller, an early caller here, so let me go to that caller. V in Arkansas. V, are you there?
Yes, Jane, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you great. What's on your mind?
Well, there's a few things.
V, whenever somebody tells me there's a few things, this is short radio, so take your top thing and let's start with that. Preamble.
Top thing is I had recently viewed on local television, and if I got this right, this is weird. If I didn't get it right, okay, maybe you confirm. They were presenting a possibility scenario of virtual debate of the debates that we normally have in November between the running candidates. That's what they were, and they showed a example of how the virtual.
Well, okay, V. I didn't see that report, but I can. That's an easy one to smoke out. I'm sure I know what they're talking about. The demon rats don't want Joe Biden to be in the same room with the most capable patriot president ever. They do not want him on the same stage as Donald John Trump. They'll do anything to avoid that because Donald Trump would take Joe Biden to the cleaners. So,
absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, so the idea of a virtual debate, see, they're using the COVID-19, the coronavirus scam and hoax to keep Joe Biden in his basement, to keep him away from, you know, actual public events where people actually ask him questions. So they'll try to do the same thing. I've forgotten when the debates are scheduled to take place. I'll look it up before the show ends. But
you mentioned hologram, too, and I thought that was also very interesting because of the fact I personally seen a hologram years ago, and it looked like an Elvis impersonator had actually walked on the stage. I mean, like, he looked like he was really real, and it was just bizarre. I'd never seen anything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought it was an Elvis impersonator, but actually it was a hologram of a live picture of Elvis on stage.
Yes.
So it had turned it into a hologram to where it actually was Elvis in hologram material.
Right. So, and so what in the case of Joe Biden, what we're talking about here is they want to keep him, if they keep him in a studio where they have handlers and they have engineers, and preferably what they'd like to do is make sure that everything you see of Joe Biden is time delayed so that their engineers and their editors can get into it and fix it before it goes on the air. That's what they ideally that's what they'll do, but they will have a few times that he has to go on live. Now in the last week he's gone live on two local TV shows, small audiences in Arizona, and they couldn't even pull that off. The handlers had to interrupt Joe Biden, turn the screen black and turn him off because he was starting to lose it mentally. And so that's what they're going to have to do on these things. But what they dread, and this is what Donald Trump needs to, far be it for me to tell Donald Trump what he needs to do. But I perceive that, and I'm sure he saw this long before I realized it, he is going to try to get Biden cornered, to get him on a stage, to get him in a room, to confront him in reality, not in a virtual debate where, you know, Biden is hidden away and there's a chance for handlers to do hand signals, and he could have an earpiece and a handler could tell him answers or tell him to shut up, you know. So
yeah,
the
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No,
well,
I'm interrupting you. I apologize, V. And thank you for calling, by the way. What's the next thing on your mind?
The confirmation of what you had just said about the splicing and the dicing of film. Okay, I worked in a television station in Dallas, Texas, many years ago. And Bob Gooding was one of the news announcers, and there was a lot of people I met and all this other stuff. I got to go back into Master Control and where they actually do the film to prepare for the news.
Right.
Okay? And there was, so whoever had been out in the field, videotaping, you know, with the videos back at that time, stuff when you taped it and they brought it in and all that, I got to be actually in the splicing room where they actually took pieces out of the entire conversation
right. That
was with an interview or a subject matter or whatever, and they put it together and spliced it in pieces to where it looked like it was all connected. Okay.
Exactly.
So,
and they're masters. They're masters at this.
I'm just confirming you. confirming
yeah. Well,
what you're saying to the rest of the audience.
And, of course, now they can do it almost instantaneously because everything's digitally electronic. Everything can be done almost on the fly. So, yeah, there will be a tremendous technical team. There already is, I assure you, technical team hovering around Joe Biden 24 hours a day. To do exactly that, to make sure that anything that escapes out into the public has been cleaned up by editing before it gets out. And that what you and I and all the rest of the patriots listening to us, we have to hope is that this incredibly creative, really genius of communication, Donald Trump, is that he will come up with a strategy for cornering Biden, compelling him to have to appear in real time, live. That's going to be essential.
I'm in agreement, absolutely. And another, on top of the voter mail-in thing, you know, where everybody mail in your votes and all that stuff. Right. I had worked with a couple of years back, and this was when Obama was in, you know, and whatever. And I wasn't working the polls, but I went with the lady who did, and she said, you can come in here and sit down because we're going to do this tally voting with this machine. Well, the machine kept breaking down. They'd restart it, they'd break it down. Long story short, they finally got it up and going again, and then we were there till about 3, maybe almost 4 o'clock in the morning because they had to get all the ballots that had been used for the Republican, Independent, and Democrat, because they had to have everybody there to represent each person. And once they had counted all the ballots, the physical ballots that had been used, that had been put into this computer, then the computer was showing discrepancy between, let's say there was 300 votes that were actually put in, whether it's Republican, Democrat, Independent, doesn't matter. But overall, there were 300 votes, we'll just say, for example. Well, the computer spits out 417. Computer says there's 417 votes.
Yes, there are so many. The president, he said it in his interview with who was interviewing him, but it was the Chris Wallace interview. He said, this election is going to be rigged. That's a very scary statement coming from Donald Trump. This election is going to be rigged. Now, let me answer my own question of just a moment ago, the presidential debates. Unfortunately, folks, they're much too late in the day. Remember, the election is November 3rd. We want these debates to be well in advance of the election so people can ponder what happened when Donald Trump is live with Joe Biden, should he manage to get him there live. The first debate is September 29th at the University of Notre Dame. The second debate is October 15th, way too late. And the third debate is only 10 days before the election, October 22nd. That's much too late, those three debates. So folks, think about it, September 29th, that's what? That's 2 months from now, October 15th and October 22nd. And then there's a vice presidential debate on October 7th. Between the first and second presidential debates. But what we need is a presidential debate right now. So I don't know how the president can contrive a way to confront Biden immediately. We have to wait we've got to wait all of August, part of July, and almost all of September before we get to see this embarrassment. And if they go, as you say, V, if they are still saying, oh, we can't, Joe Biden can't go into the same room with the president because of the virus. Someone might get the virus. He's got to be in his mother's basement in Delaware. So,
I'm sorry. It's the irony of what you're saying is it's a real strong probability.
Yeah. And well, what corner of Arkansas are you in?
I'm in Northwest Arkansas.
Oh, that's the best part.
There are a lot of people here. This is my first time to call into any of the stations, okay, and talk to anybody, but I've done this twice today, and you're the second one. So anyway, point being is, there was a lady, and I have to give you this before I go off there. I know you have other callers, I know, but the insanity of what's going on is just beyond. Number one, first of all, let me say this, and I'll go to the second thing, and then I'll leave you be. I was in Walmart in Northwest Arkansas, and I went in to get a few things. I like to go in, go out, and I'll be comply. I will wear my mask so people don't freak out and all that stuff. When I first got my mask was back in February.
Now, Hang on. I'm loving your story. Okay. And I'm really happy to have you as a caller, and I hope you call in regularly with your observations. You're very perceptive. I'm going to save your upcoming story there. If we can save it for your next call, is that okay with you?
Sure, it is. I won't go into that one.
I hate to be rude to a lady from Northwest Arkansas, one of my favorite places in the world.
We need to just support our president and with wisdom and counsel to surround him and help him.
Yep. You got it. And thank you very much, V.
Thank you for
that. It wasn't that bad calling live on radio. It's not that bad, is it?
Well, it's kind of nervous when you're first time around. To be honest,
you did well. You've done very well. You've got a big audience now, and you've got an interesting and unique name, V. I love that name, V. So the audience looks forward to hearing from you again.
V for victory. There you go.
All right. Thanks, V. So long.
Best to you, James. You and I.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, folks, yeah, you know, I'm bummed out about this. The debates, I was hoping the debates would be only a few weeks away. No such luck, Kelso. You got to wait 2 whole months, more than 2 months. That is way too long. We've got to get a way to, jumpstart this thing and get Donald Trump toe-to-toe with Joe Biden. Ah, boy, I'll tell you, this BS coronavirus is such a perfect play by the left. It is such a perfect play. I don't know how much of it dropped into their laps versus was contrived. So one of the things we have to consider, especially with the Chinese involved, the Chinese Communist Party, that Donald Trump is coming down on like a ton of bricks. It's beautiful to behold. And it makes a point that Trump and the Chinese communists, they are mortal enemies. They'll do anything to destroy Donald Trump. And they very well, this coronavirus, this Kung Flu, it might be that it spontaneously appeared in Wuhan. But it also, I would lean more to saying it was engineered and it was intentionally released. And the purpose was to destroy Donald Trump. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Good time to call during the break. See you shortly.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. If I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving, I'm proud and white and I got a song,
I got a song to sing.
Well, I've said a few things and I've admitted it. If you want to get
a hit, you got to hump and get it. Hey, we're back, folks. And good chance for anybody to call in at 800-313-9443. The president gave a great press conference today, 32 minutes, and took questions, went into the ring with the hostile reporters. How do you get Joe Biden to do the same thing? How do you get, and then look at the impossibility of it. You know, when the president said to the puke, Chris Wallace, this election will be rigged, well, everything's already rigged. The puke media is not going to ask difficult questions of Joe Biden. They're never going to speak the word Hunter Biden. It's going to be patty cake all the way with Joe Biden, their boy. So it almost, but they don't even want to do that. The demon rats can't even abide the idea of, pardon the pun, Joe Hyden Biden, having to answer patty cake questions because he is deranged. He has early onset dementia or worse. So he cannot speak grammatically. He can't form thoughts coherently. This is an amazing moment in world history. What is there like this? Do you ever recall any episode in American history where you're dealing with a major figure who is thought to be demented? Dementia? Do you recall the American people ever contemplating electing someone with dementia? And yet that's where we are. Do you recall ever a period in American history where cities are burning? Portland is now something like 55 days into nightly burning. You have people. I watched this woman on Fox. What's her name? I'm trying to see if I can't remember it. She's such a forgettable person. It may come to me. But she was talking about the peaceful protesters in Portland. And then I'm watching on a split screen the peaceful protesters throwing Molotov cocktails at a federal courthouse, throwing flashbang bombs, fireworks, bricks, firing laser beams into the eyes of a mirror of this brave contingent of 100 federal police, basically, guarding a federal courthouse. And it's going on for 55 nights. And the mayor himself, some Ted somebody, Wheeler, or some name like that, another very forgettable person, being yelled at by the left as he tries to demonstrate with them. But this puke, and there's on the left, it's all Alice in Wonderland. It's Twilight Zone. You can watch on the screens. Somebody's throwing a Molotov cocktail at somebody. Somebody's hitting a policeman in the head with a baseball bat, and blood is gushing out of the policeman's head, or his eye socket is broken. And the person's saying, this is a peaceful demonstration. Or mostly peaceful. I mean, we're at a point where it's nothing like this has ever occurred before. It's just and if the American people buy this, if they can't see through this level of lying, then we are truly lost. The American people, that's why I'm saying I'm rueing the fact that the debate is so late in the day. But the American public should be getting it now. They should be able to turn on their TV set, watch it for a few hours, and go, hey, I get it. We're in the midst. This is a Bolshevik, Marxist, Leninist revolution going on right now, takeover going on right now. That's what Obama and Biden, and you can't make this stuff up, the act of treason, the Marxist-Leninist sabotage of Donald Trump was committed by Obama, Biden. And who do we have as a candidate now, 4 years later? Joe Biden! Look, you're kidding! Chucky's back! We'll be back in just a moment.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
D. Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at GunConfiscation.com. At GunConfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit GunConfiscation.com today. That's GunConfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, we're back, folks. Here's one you'll love. Donald Trump tweeting 11 hours ago. I saw this on TV too. Do you remember Tom Ridge? Tom Ridge. Was he once the governor of Pennsylvania? I forget. But he was, here's the president writing about him 11 hours ago. I recently watched failed Rhino, Republican name only, Tom Ridge, former head of Homeland Security, trying to justify his sudden love of the radical left mayor of Portland, who last night was booed and shouted out of existence by the agitators and anarchists. And then he says, here's the sentence I love the most. I love watching pathetic never Trumpers squirm. Oh. Okay. Let's get another winner here. Here's how many tweets have we got? A bunch from the president. Here's one. They're showing video of, I think this is Portland, but it could be any of these other cities. And there's a very organized mob of communists. They're not anarchists. communists advancing with their shields. They're throwing bottles of frozen water. Now, a bottle of frozen water might as well be what? A brick. So, the very clever. And they're hiding these wagon loads of frozen bottles of water under umbrellas so they can't be photographed from above by a drone or helicopter. And then they're moving in very well organized, military fashion, to throw these bottles of frozen water at law enforcement. And so here's the comment. The president retweets this. Rioters carrying shields rush back to the Portland federal courthouse after law enforcement return inside. Rioters cheer and celebrate, claiming it to be a battle victory. In other words, they drove the law enforcement back into the federal courthouse. And then Buck Sexton is retweeted by the president. His comment is this. These mostly, so you can regard these as the president's own words and thoughts. These mostly peaceful protesters, in ironic quotes, sure do operate with the rehearsed tactics and cohesive maneuver of a domestic terrorist paramilitary group. Then he has the president retweets Buck Sexton again, who's a patriot. There's a picture of a group that are calling themselves mothers and moms, for whatever their social justice is. And then Buck Sexton says, most of the quote unquote moms aren't mothers, and many don't even identify as females. They're fake moms. Just a whole bunch of great tweets from the president. Here's one. The president, this is the president putting it up. This is where where Biden calls Donald Trump the first racist president. Listen to this. And the president's posting it. It's that nutty that the president wants you to hear it.
On China, he's blaming everything on what he's doing now. He's blaming everything on China. He's blaming everything on the Chinese. He's blaming everything. And people don't make a distinction. As you well know, from a South Korean and someone from Beijing. They make no distinction. It's Asia. And that's the way he's just using it as a wedge. Look what he's doing now. He's blaming everything.
He says, you as a South Korean from Beijing. There's this Asian woman, I think she's Chinese, on the screen, in a split screen. He's saying she's a South Korean from Beijing. Okay. The president thought that was classic. Oh my goodness. This is just too good here. Let's go to the top of the president's tweets and just see if he's got something new here. I can't believe the man. How does he take it? How does he fight on this many fronts at once? By the way, there are now another 100,000 of us became followers of Trump on Twitter, 84 million now. And the president talks about he's been asked to throw out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium in August. There won't be anybody in Yankee Stadium. Are you ready for that? They might have cutouts or, cardboard people or something as a backdrop. But they'll actually play a game in Yankee Stadium with no fans. How dumb can you get? And here we are, how far are we? We're, more than 6 months into this BS flu. But, all right, let's see. Let's just see what the headline is over here on Breitbart. the president, one of the things he puts up is he tweets a link to a New York Post article by someone named Betsy McCoffee. And it's a brilliant, brilliant article on what Joe Biden is going to do to the suburbs. And here's what the president writes. The suburban housewives of America, he writes 6 hours ago, must read this article. It's in the New York Post. Biden will destroy your neighborhood. And by the way Michelle Obama, does anyone out there know how Michelle Obama pronounces any word with an S-T-R in it? Any word. She cannot pronounce S-T-R any other way. Does anybody out there know? It's one of the funny aspects of listening to her. You just listen and you wait and you have to break out into laughter when she says destroy and restructure and construction. She pronounces S-T-R with an H inserted between the S and the T. For whatever reason, she cannot pronounce the phoneme S-T-R. She can't make that sound. She can't. I mean, I'm sure she's tried. He will destroy your neighborhood and your American dream. I will preserve it and make it even better. And then you go to the article in question, and here's what she says. If you live in the suburbs, this is what the president wants you to read, or you're a city dweller eyeing a move to a quiet cul-de-sac where your kids can play outside, you need to know about Joe Biden's plan for a federal takeover of local zoning laws. This is a big, big deal, folks. And it's not theoretical. Biden and Obama already have attempted to enact this in the 2008 and 2012 presidencies. The ex-Veep wants to ramp up an Obama-era social engineering scheme called Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing that mercifully barely got underway before President Trump took office, vowing to stop it. Now get this, Biden's plan is to force suburban towns with single-family homes and minimum lot sizes, meaning larger lots, to build high-density affordable housing, that means Section 8 housing, folks, smack in the middle of their leafy neighborhoods. Local preferences and local control be damned. So the idea is to wreck, you know, you already have white flight. Everybody's left the city. Now we're out surrounding the cities, or we're in small town America. The left is coming after you in the person of Obama and Biden. They're coming after you. They're going to track you down in your suburban white flight area where you moved after losing, you know, more than $100,000 of your net worth when you sold your house and bailed out, paid extra to get out of there. Now they're going to bring the ghetto to you. They're going to stick it right at the end of your block. They're going to build Section 8 housing. They're going to find you. And they're going to put the Section 8 housing, which will be, and look at the rules. It says, let's go down here. He says, well, it's too long to read. Count on Trump to make Biden's war on the suburbs a key issue in the election. Well, there isn't going to be time. We only have 100 days. The public is too dumb. The media is too locked up and under control. The president doesn't have a way of reaching all these dumb, misinformed people well enough or fast enough. In his News Garden conference Thursday, that's today, the president came out swinging, warning that Biden would totally destroy the beautiful suburbs by placing far-left Washington bureaucrats in charge of local zoning. And you can see that wherever you are, folks, watch it. It's already happening in your neighborhood. In response, the left and its media allies played the race card, as usual. And the president won the suburbs in 2016, but polls show Trump trailing. We got to put the caveat in there. Polls show. Kelso, don't believe those damn polls. I'm aware of that. But polls show Trump trailing in the suburbs, largely because of opposition from women. And then Betsy McCaughey, she writes to her fellow women, they need to focus on what's at stake for their families. And the outcome of the November election will determine the value of their new homes, the size of their property tax bill, and the character of the town they now call home. Let's hope America's suburban women are listening to Betsy McCaughey, but they're probably not. So, you know, we're cherry picking the media. We're finding a gem like this article here and there, but the overwhelming Niagara Falls of crap coming out of the media, that's what America's women and everybody else are getting. That's their steady diet. So I don't want to go deep into despond here. So I'll try to avoid doing that. Let's see what's circulating on. Let's see if they've got something encouraging over at Breitbart. La-ti-da. Oh my gosh. America's pastime takes a knee. Watch every player and coach on the Yankees and Nationals kneels prior to the national anthem. Oh my God. Let me watch this. I didn't see this. I was unaware of this. Let me see. Let me watch this. Is this true? Okay, I see a field here up down the first base line and the third base line. They're all kneeling. It was expected that several players from the Yankees and Nationals would take a knee during or prior to the national anthem on opening day, though it wasn't widely expected that every player and coach from both teams would do it. But that's exactly what happened. Oh, God, this is awful. This is pathetic. Forget it. Forget Major League sports entirely. The basketball, the football, and now the baseball. Forget it. Don't waste your time. These guys are a bunch of pathetic pukes. Don't tell me there's not one of these people that's man enough or has the balls to stand up. Let me play the video here. Okay, here they are. There's like, you know, 80 of them or more. They're all on their knees. This is pathetic. The players knelt in protest in front of an empty stadium. That's another, I mean, talk about being weirded out, getting on your knees in an empty stadium. These aren't men. The league's social media accounts have tweeted dozens of Black Lives Matter messages. Now, Black Lives Matter, folks, is a communist front. Oh, in addition, Major League Baseball has stenciled Black Lives Matter on the pitcher's mounds in all ballparks during their opening weekend. Oh, this is pathetic. Earlier in the week, players and coaches from the San Francisco Giants and Cincinnati Reds knelt in protest. Oh, this is bad, folks. This is really bad. We're in it deep. You can't stand for the national anthem of the United States of America. You're not a man. There's courage is gone. My father's generation, there's no way this kind of crap would happen. This is, manhood is gone. Not one man.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men...
We'll be right back.
Miners were praying and hearts beat fast and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hey, we're back, folks, and we're down to our last segment here. So let me find something hopefully encouraging for you here to give you a parting thought here. I was looking for encouragement in that poll that showed that 77% of Republicans are afraid to tell anyone what they really think. And remember, I had a caller, a listener to the show, call me today and said, hey, Kelso, realize if 77% of Republicans actually told somebody in a telephone survey, this was done by the Cato Institute, survey of 2,000 people, they told somebody that they're afraid to tell somebody what they really think. The irony is that it must be a much higher percentage than 77%, because plenty of the people who answered the poll are people who were afraid to tell the caller in the poll that they're afraid to tell the caller what they really think. So that's very encouraging, because it would help explain how polls can be drastically off. Also, another thing that makes polls drastically off, of course, is that liberals and left-wingers, what are they all? What are all liberals and left-wingers? They're liars. They're liars. That's the fundamental. I mean, if you had to come up with a one-word distinction of a left-winger, it's liar. So they're polling. They lie. They lie at every turn. So that's also going on. They falsify. They defraud. And what was the other encouraging thought that we had yesterday to hang on? it'll come to me. Let's look and see if we can grab something here at Breitbart that's encouraging. I was looking for something, and I came up with that, you know, all those baseball players with no balls. Come on! How can you watch a game of supposedly grown men who kneel in protest of what? The national anthem of the United States of America, the land of their forefathers? What are these pukes who would want to watch a game like that, or weenies like this? Why would you waste your time watching these pathetic pukes? I mean, we got to come up with something else. Let's hope that happens. Let's hope that people in droves don't watch, don't attend, and hopefully these teams can be driven to the brink of bankruptcy. Okay, so let's look for something more. Oh my goodness, I missed this. I'll have to bring it to the show tomorrow night. Dr. Fauci throws out a pitch and he can't do it. Oh, I missed that one. I'll bring it to you tomorrow night. Little Fauci tries to throw a pitch and he can't even get near the plate. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night with that one.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.